3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
The banners on Algoa FM. This one is called Someone to You, and you're definitely someone very important to us, Algoa Country. Thank you so much for your unwavering support. On the topic of support, we've extended an invitation to all golfers to join us for the first time in the Garden Route for the inaugural Funful Charity Golf Day happening on Thursday, the 25th of August. We will be having serious fiesta fun, Algoa FM style, at the Kingswood Golf Estate. If you're wondering where all the funds, the proceeds will be going to, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the principal, Elsabeth Grobler of Carpadium School out in George in the Southern Cape. Elsabeth, welcome to Algoa Cares.
Thank you very much, Kitty, and a warm hello from Carpadium School, from all the learners and all the staff here, to you, Algoa FM staff, and of course all the listeners this morning.
Excellent. Tell us more about your school. What do you do?
Well, Carpadium School is, of course, in my heart, the best school in the whole wide world. We have got 387 learners at school that have got different barriers to learning. Mm-hmm. And what is very unique is that we cater for all disabilities except fully blind. So if I can elaborate a little bit on that, is that we serve the area from Riversdale up to the crags in Pettenberg Bay. So we also have hostel learners, about 90 hostel learners in the hostels over the week as well. So we have a small unit for deaf learners from 3 to 8 years old. And what is unique is that that's the first satellite deaf unit in the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. And what we are trying to do is that these small little learners can first of all learn sign language, and that they don't have to go to far off schools for the deaf at a very young age. So they can stay with mum and dad from 3 to 8 years old. We teach them, they stay at their house. And then, of course, they are transferred to one of these amazing schools that also take them to matric. And then we have a lot of Down syndrome learners. We've got autism. We've got severely intellectually impaired learners. But we also have a specific learning disabled unit. Mm-hmm. And we, of course, a lot of physically disabled learners, because the most schools are not adapted to take these learners. And that's very sad. But we are very glad to have them. And the school has about 110 staff members that consists of educators, therapists, and, of course, very important, the support staff, without which we cannot run this school. So, yeah, the concept is that we really focus on the individual, mm-hmm. and really try to make sure that each child finds their little space, the space in the sun, to believe in themselves, to really accept diversity, because we're quite diverse, mm-hmm. but we're very unique in the possibility that we teach the kids to really accept themselves and accept circumstances, but to make the most of it. We are really focused on them.
Sorry to interject. How is the school funded? Yes. What is your source of income? Okay.
Yes, so we are a WCED 21 section school. That means our parents need to pay school fees, but mm-hmm. our learners are selected for us. It's not like a normal mainstream school where you go and you apply to the school. These learners need to be here. So when the WCED tells us, listen, there's a little guy in Riversdale, he needs to be at your school, then they are placed. So we are really stuck with the WCED helps us with half of what we need per year. Mm-hmm. The rest, we have to do fundraising and plan fundraisers as much as possible. We are an NPO, so we are really relying on the community, you know, to raise the children, because we really need half of the funding to make sure we can really assist in what the kids need. And it's not just educational. Yeah. You can't teach a child that's hungry, and you can't teach a child that's not fully dressed.
So true.
And medical needs in our school comes in with that. So, yes, we have to do a lot of fundraisers to make sure that we give excellent quality teaching, but we also, first of all, focus on to help the kid and to support every learner, to make sure they physically and mentally also supported.
Yeah.
Because you can't teach that little one on anything in the school, or life skills even, if they're not fed from the morning till the afternoon, looked after.
Elsbeth, and here comes along Algoa FM assisting you in terms of raising funds with the Algoa Cares Charity Golf Day happening on the 25th of August. Yeah. What message do you have to the golfers, all the golfers in the Southern Cape? What would you like to say to them?
please get your golf cart and your bags ready and come and have a fiesta with Algoa FM's Care Golf Day for Carpe Diem, because we are so privileged and we want to really reach out to you guys and say we were overwhelmed with the news that we were chosen as your charity, and I know you're doing excellent work in the community to support. But to get that that phone call telling us that you are reaching out in support to our kids in George, I wish I could rearrange the alphabet to make a new word to describe gratitude, because you are, you're game changers. And I would like to say to all the golfers and the businesses that's going to support the school and Algoa's effort to help and raise those much needed funds, that you know, there's no word to describe thankfulness exactly, but for I sure. can tell you that when you know what the fund is going for, I wish I could send you the smile when somebody eats that bowl of porridge, because thankfulness. Or yeah, so please come and support. I think it's going to be an amazing day. I will also be on the putt-putt there. You can come play against the principal and see who hits the hole first.
How can we get in touch with you?
Well, you can phone the school, 044-874-4074, and you can go onto our website. It's just Afrikaans word, and it's at www.carpediemschool.co.za. You can go onto the Algoa FM Cares website as well. Yeah. We've got a lovely article that you did there for us with all our details and our banking details as well. So you can really send us an email at carpediemgeorge@gmail.com, and we will gladly come back to you, or just write us an email or phone me. We can have a chat. But it would be amazing.
Ons kyk uit na die 25ste. Ons kyk uit na die 25ste.
Ja, absoluut. Ons kan nie wag nie.
Baie dankie en geniet die res van jou dag.
Fantasties, en dankie Algoa FM. Mag julle 'n wonderlike, wonderlike tyd hê daar. Ons sien uit na die 25ste.
Ons plesier. Baie dankie. Algoa Cares.